here's the thing. So last week we had a theme song. We have had a theme song. This is episode 73, I think, now 74, wow, something like that. So we've been doing it for a while. We've been using the same theme song, which I composed for a long time, but we decided that it was maybe time for a new theme song, a way to change it up. So we've got this now, right, T? It's a new theme song.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm mad for nothing, I'm Caillou, bitch. Fuck door the explorer, Caillou. Bass freestyle, suck my dick, bitch. Her pussy ball like Caillou. Swag, swag like Caillou. I'm good, nigga, how are you? Go way back like Caillou. Hat back like Caillou. I don't match like Caillou.
Fade that out.
Go dumb like Caillou.
Yeah, I think it's also important to reveal the rapper behind that song was Kevin. He said all those words.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. There was like the N-word in that and stuff too. I did not do that. That's not mine.
It wasn't Kevin. It was Young God. And yeah, welcome to the Young Pod. It's Oops All Segments. We got a little, things are going to be a little different from here on out.
Why? Why?
We got a new theme song, new vibe check.
Yeah. New vibe check.
So,
and
yeah,
you guessed, never before seen on the show.
Yeah. And we're going to say his name in just
yeah,
a second.
Yeah. I was like, you did the pronunciation check.
Well, you haven't said who you are.
I'm Kevin. This is the best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very freaking moment. I'm Kevin.
He told us before we started, but I'm Googling the pronunciation and I think I found it.
Did you? You're going to Google it? He said it to you.
What's your name?
Mine?
Yes.
Kevin.
I'm Thomas. And today we're here with Rod Balefus.
Hello.
Did he get it right?
He's a theater guy from around town. You know him.
Just another theater guy.
Just another.
How
theater
did I
guy
do with that? How did I do with that last name?
Pretty good. You know, if you just put in your head that it is German, then you will get it.
German.
Bile. The E-I. Fuss. It's like foosball, but kind of.
Bile Fuss.
Yeah, it means hatchet foot.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
Is that like if you're diabetic, you gotta sort of do the old.
Oh my God. I was thinking like a soccer player.
Oh, yeah. Put like a hatchet. Yeah.
Is that like a desirable trait? Would that be like a positive description to have as a soccer player or a football player to be like,
you're a defender, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Useful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
You strike me as having the both. I guess, do you play football or soccer? I don't know which you would sport, but yeah.
No, I love it, but I don't play. I grew up in Brazil, mm-hmm, and I was awful, and that was a great source of shame.
Yeah, yeah, so, is that like a thing that like makes you? Like, yeah, yeah, is it like
that's like growing
Brazilian
up in Canada and being impolite? Like it's just you're going to be excluded by everyone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
rough.
And then flee to the States.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
That's me.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my origin story.
Yeah. There you are. There you have it. Rod, thank you for doing the show. What's new with you? What's going on in your life?
Well, you know, I'm just doing that thing that we call theater.
Yeah.
Trying to do that thing, trying to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
In rehearsals now for a show at PTE.
Okay.
And then I'll be going straight into the Shakespeare in the Ruins season in the summer,
yeah,
out at the park in St. Norbert. So it's
sure
just more of that.
More,
you know,
and
it's
more.
Just, I think we just came out of the anniversary of the pandemic like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Happy anniversary to the
happy pandemic anniversary. Yeah. We're still here, barely, but here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I like I'm seeing people putting masks back on the trains, though. Like, we're kind of, I don't know, we're in an ambiguous spot. I don't want to ever celebrate things being normal again.
Yeah, that's sort
I know
of.
No, it's super weird, eh?
Yeah, it is. And Thomas and I sort of try to recapture that pandemic magic by doing Zoom calls once a week, where we record and do, because we still try to do comedy the way that nobody wanted it back then.
Yeah. It brought some discoveries, which were that we don't have to be in the same room
to maintain a friendship. Yeah. I don't have to smell you, sort of see you, taste you, the things that sort
avoiding
of
avoiding each other is encouraged.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
That's kind of a blessing.
Big
it's
there
big
you go.
Big time.
Big time. Thomas, is anything going on in your life, buddy? What's new?
Well, we have Rod on the show, and he's kind of an arts enthusiast, so I thought I would talk a little bit about the Oscars. I do have a bone to pick.
Those popped off like a week or
you
two
have a
ago.
Bone to
I
pick
love
with
bones.
The Oscars.
Okay.
So as always, Barbie was snubbed.
As always, every year. Huge iconic film when it came out last year.
It was snubbed. And the only person who worked on Barbie that won an Oscar was a man.
That was nominated for an Oscar, you mean?
No, Billie Eilish.
Oh,
worked on the project won an Oscar. And for me, that's like very telling of kind of how the Academy thinks.
Do you think Billie Eilish is a man?
William Eilish, yes. Obviously, that's...
No.
I'm very confused as to... Didn't the song win?
Yeah, firstly, it's not a
Billie Eilish's song.
Yeah, but aren't they like a couple?
Do you know, Billie Eilish is a man. Not a man.
I know.
No.
Are you fucking telling me that Billie Eilish is a woman?
Yes. What? I just had to look it up to make sure that I was not misgendering something. I'm not modern.
What bizarro fucking world are we living in?
Has woke culture gone too far?
Billie Eilish. Okay, whatever.
Anyway. That was what you wanted to talk about today.
That was the thing.
I regret it.
Briefly,
they made more money than God.
Yeah exactly. They made.
Yeah.
The movie's gonna be okay.
Yeah. It is absurd that one movie took home so many. It's just uninteresting, right? Like I have yet to see Oppenheimer, and I want to.
I'm sure it's great. Oppenheimer style. Oppenheimer style, right?
You see, Thomas doesn't have a soundboard, and that's why. This is why.
Yeah, he can't be trusted.
No, he could not possibly be
trusted. Rod, what was your favorite film from the Oscars this year? Did you have a top
from the Oscars?
Yeah,
of the nominees.
I would say I think Past Lives was my favorite movie.
Okay,
but I'm happy that Oppenheimer won because it was.
You're a big fan of nuclear war.
Yeah, you know I am pro.
Sorry, just
very good.
I thought you'd like to hear.
I am completely yes. I'm pro all that.
So, yeah,
that's why. Yeah, and I'm completely anti Barbie, so that's why I'm happy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Why be in the middle?
Yeah,
these days, right?
You gotta pick
a side. So
it's either nuclear war or dolls.
Yeah,
so you gotta make a bold statement.
Inside of us, there lives two wolves. One loves nuclear war, and one loves dolls. And it depends on which wolves you feed.
That's it. That's where we're at.
Kevin lives in a perpetual mushroom cloud. The guy is zooted out of his gourd right now. Look at him. He's fucking sipping on bong water in the morning.
Sipping on bong water? That's not what you do. You don't drink it, right? Obviously,
my man's
you don't
popping
drink
a cap into the little back sip of his head. He's
what? I'm shooting myself in the back of my head.
You're on psychedelics, bro. You're seeing colors and you're smelling smells.
Based on what evidence? I mean, I guess
the
every
shirt
other
you're
episode
wearing the plush bong in the background, the many episodes that you've saved on camera.
Look at that.
Yeah. This is Bongo. Posters. This is Bongo.
Rod, once again, your answer is incorrect.
Yeah.
The best film year was Anatomy of a Fall.
That's Thomas.
Beautiful marital legal drama, which actually our new theme song next week should be the sort of instrumental version of PIMP that they play for 15 minutes at the beginning of that film.
We can't keep using copyrighted songs to open the show, right?
This one shouldn't be copyrighted because it's
instrumental
remix.
But it was certainly
God.
I feel like there was a snub, and I might be misplacing this judgment because it also is. I saw this movie very recently. I'm curious to see if Rod's seen it. I want to know if you've seen it, T. I think you haven't. But I feel like this movie deserves some sort of recognition, although I'm not sure what for. Have you guys seen Love Lies Bleeding yet? This is like the 80s neo-noir Kristen Stewart.
I saw Sex Lies and Videotapes.
Nope. Love Lies Bleeding. So it would you
I
would
saw
know.
Big Little Lies Bleeding.
It was no.
I saw
different.
Pretty Little
so First
Liars.
Blood.
Oh,
first
Rambo,
good.
Yeah, Rambo. First Blood.
There you go.
First
so
blood.
Good.
No, yeah, no.
There will be Love Lies and Blood.
Yeah,
there will be Love Lies and Blood.
Yeah,
and oil. No, I have not. Seen that.
Don't. That's all. It's really too bad. I think I think that it has a, there's a lot of talented people that were involved in the making of it, but it's a mess. It's a total mess.
It's about bodybuilders, right?
Kind of. It like features, sort of. But it's really, I think it's trying to be like a sort of an homage or a pastiche of like neo noir from the 80s. But it's also trying to do a lot of other things. And so. I think if it could lean into just being that, then like some of the clunky writing would maybe feel like it made sense because it was trying to kind of be sort of like, you know, like schlocky. But instead, the writing just reads as like clunky because it's trying to do like too much. There's also like a whole David Lynch inspiration that's going on that's kind of like artistic. And there's some good visuals and some interesting sound design. But overall, the movie, I feel like narratively kind of the writing is really where it all falls apart. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's a movie I didn't like, so that shouldn't get an Oscar. I don't know what the fuck kind of energy that is to bring into the show.
How about this Bobby Builders?
What?
What?
Bodybuilders, it's sort of Bob the Builder.
Do you want to make a movie? I mean, it is sort of...
But Bob the
like
Builder,
a toddler but he's bodybuilding jacked. Show?
Oh, yeah.
He's just... ripped, cut,
so you want like you want like
tight,
Chris Hemsworth
like,
playing Bob the Builder?
No way. I want Zac Efron's wrestling body roided up, just like too much muscle for the skin to contain. He's a Bobby Builder, and can he build it? Yes, he can.
It sounds like you just want to watch some soft core.
What about Obama the Builder? And it's yes, we can. Can we build it? Yes, we can.
Yeah. And Obama the Builder. Yeah. You should have been in charge of his campaign.
I should have, instead of John Favreau, who wrote his speeches.
Did
That's
he?
That's true. Well, not the John Favreau, but a different guy named John Favreau
So why Save say America. It then?
He's also a writer?
His name is John Favreau.
Oh, I guess that's true.
He's a writer. He does Pod Save America with another guy named John. It doesn't matter. You guys seem... not that up on Obama's speechwriters.
2024, right? Obama's been out of office.
I bet if I asked you who Trump's speechwriters were, you would know.
No, right? I assume him because he makes no sense. Yeah. Mm, no way.
It's actually
no.
Chloe Zhao.
Like the famous director.
Oh my God.
Director of
Nomadland.
Yes. Chloe Zhao. And this is really what we don't talk about, isn't it?
The Chloe Zhao is Donald
Trump's We all loved The Rider, a beautiful story about a horse training boy. But we don't think so much when she's writing Trump's speeches about whether we should approve of her films, do we?
We didn't warn you, Rod, that Thomas is sort of trying to turn this show into sort of a shock jock alt-right sort of
trying and succeeding.
The thing is, I think that's coming along. Yeah.
Did you say that?
There's sort of he wants us to be kind of grifters of a sort. Yeah. Sort of.
I know. I just by being here, I pulled up a couple of tabs open here on Jordan Peterson.
There you go.
They sort of start getting auto recommended to you just because they detected you were on the show.
Yeah, being near our digital footprint is sort of a easy way to get sucked into the right wing.
That's it. Into the whatever.
You guys
on,
know who Owen Wilson's favorite director is?
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
No, who's Owen?
Chloe Zhao.
Damn it, man.
Chloe Zhao.
Not good.
Kind
not
of how
good.
He talks.
Okay.
Let's what get into doing? A segment. We've This is enough screwing around.
Yeah. Like should we spin the wheel?
Gets the vibe. Let's spin the wheel. We'll do a random segment. Here we go.
Here we go. What do we got?
The 27 Club going promo. Participants must do the following in order. Each write an adjective. Each write two nouns. Exchange and swap. Deliver a professional wrestling promo using these adjectives and nouns.
Okay. So
we're going to take a second.
Yeah.
To each write down, and we'll talk while we do it. So, Rod, you have a second to think. Just write in somewhere or in your own head. You're going to think of an adjective and two nouns, and that will kind of set up your wrestling promo for one of us.
I think are we exchanging them?
Yeah, we'll trade them.
Okay. Yeah. And then we all have to write two adjectives. Yeah. Or wait, two nouns and one adjective?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Two nouns and one adjective?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're just all writing now, and mine's going to be a little worse because I'm talking while I'm writing.
And then I'm going to take over sort of the conversation, and I'm going to be writing more poorly. Mm-hmm.
Big time.
And and I think that like the best way to kind of think about this is that if you're sitting at home and you don't know what a promo is for a wrestler, that's like the ones where they're sort of talking in the microphone sort of aggressively, like you can imagine Hulk Hogan being like, "Let me tell you something, brother," or like Macho Man sort of.
Can I get a hell yeah? And you sort of got Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You're on the mic and you're either talking to the crowd or you're talking to the camera specifically.
I think
Thomas said the 27 Club because it was number 27. There's 100 segments on the wheel.
Oh,
and so don't worry about making it like a Kurt Cobain or Amy Winehouse flavored wrestler unless that's in there.
But it could be James and Dean, two nouns. So
what?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Was James Dean 27? He was younger, wasn't he?
I think he was 27.
I think James Dean was 27 club guy.
You know who was 27 who died and was also an actor?
Who?
William Shakespeare's young brother, Edmund Shakespeare.
Really?
Was he a bastard? Was Edmund a bastard in real life?
He wrote that after that.
Wow. I'm a bastard. Did you know that?
We're all bastards.
No, but I actually am. I was born before my parents were married, and I would like to be passed.
I was wondering what the angle was there.
Old ass bastard.
I understand Edmund like no one else.
It would be an authentic piece of casting, and God knows we live in authentic times.
And people would be like,
"Can you imagine if I cast somebody who wasn't a bastard?
Imagine that." And they'd have to use their empathy, wouldn't they, to somehow get inside the mind that only I can understand?
I know,
but
my parents were never married, for the record. Just
that.
Yeah.
Wow,
play the sound
now?
Effect, Kevin.
okay.
Who's more bastard?
Papa, no.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Thomas and I will have a bastard off. Which one of us is more bastard?
What a great title. Bastard off.
Bastard off. That'll be the new show that we have. The contest.
So, Kevin, why don't you go first? You know the most about wrestling. I've got an adjective, two nouns for you.
Yeah.
And then we'll start with you, and then you can give one to Rod. Rod will give one to me.
So I think I'm going to use one of the nouns as my who's the persona?
Mine is like a full name of a wrestler.
So I'm not doing like the promo about the stuff you've said.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay, that's different then. Okay. I thought we were using it as like inspiration. That's fine. I'll make it my character. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What's my name?
You are the terrified baby grifter.
Oh, it's a spooky season out there, everybody. I am afraid of what I might do to my opponent in the ring, you see. Or maybe not me. Maybe my mob of managers, my mob of baby managers, my manger of baby managers that I have convinced to give me money so that I can get a shot at the title to take down the champion. Oh, I'm excited to walk down to the ring with this horde of children. And let them watch as I take you and paint the mat with your innards and pin you for the three count. I am the terrified baby grifter, and all of this money I have is going to make me win.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
I liked it a lot. What was his grift? Did we establish what con job he kind of is pulling?
Right. I guess he has to grift a baby, which is maybe...
Or he is a baby. I don't know. But it sounded like he grifted... You took it a different way. That's fine.
I assumed it was a man who had conned a number of babies.
That makes sense too.
And then he was using them as sort of an
army.
Oh,
and there were those children, his manger. I see. Okay.
Yes.
So it was
and
there.
He sort of hides behind them. He uses them as like his sort of, you know, he puts them in the ring instead. It's like no one wants to wrestle
Rod,
a baby.
Just a second, Kevin. And Rod, isn't this why you never want the playwright at rehearsals, right? Because they have their own idea. They have their own idea about the script. And it doesn't let the actor have a chance to kind of find their own way to it. And that's what just happened here. I had an idea. Kevin had an idea. I'm trying to get in the middle of
Thomas,
things.
You are the writer, right?
I know. And I'm just saying this is such an example of how, like, you just can't have the playwright there. They're too close to it. I was too close to the baby grifter. I had my own ideas about it.
Yeah, you can. Again, that's why, you know, Michael Healy has a thing about that. If he's in rehearsal, he has Tic Tac with him. And every time he feels like saying
it's called TikTok, I think.
The Chinese band. It's banned. It's no more. It's Tic Tac.
It doesn't exist.
But he has a Tic Tac. He will eat those when he feels an impulse to say something when he's watching people fumble on the stage.
I just like the idea of, like, he's like, doesn't want to be distracting, and then instead it's like, just like, noisily.
Yeah, I do that, but instead I just sort of punch the wall as hard as I can every time. So,
That's a good coping way to do it. And it will not pull attention at all.
I find a lot of actors grew up in households where that's normal. So I feel like it's,
more distracted when I'm not punching the wall. Then they're worried. It's like, you'll know he's angry when he's not yelling, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Who should,
why don't you give to Rod next?
Okay.
Or Rod, would you like to go last and close us out?
I have the adjective and nouns. Am I supposed to, like,
so you can
something?
Give that to me and I can go I'll second, or Kevin can give his to you and you can go second.
So essentially, you either perform as a wrestler.
You
want to
be the closer tonight.
Oh my god, do not. I am not an improviser.
So you'll go second, and then I'll
so,
really
the things that if you were going to be a wrestler and you were going to be in the ring, the three sort of things I wrote: dusty was the adjective.
Dusty.
I wrote cheddar as one of the nouns, like the cheese. And I wrote ruler as another noun. Do with that what you will.
That's very flexible.
Yeah, so you could say, you know, ruler as in, you know, like king, or ruler as in, like, measuring stick. But those you can kind of use to inspire some sort of promo.
My god. Look at that pressure to perform.
I should almost try to, like, get, like, a crowd sound effect going here.
We could pull that up. That might help set the tone here.
Yeah, let me see here if I can do that. Like, okay. We'll
you guys on. Actually watch wrestling? Good for you.
I have in the past.
Kevin's a big fan.
I used to be a big, like,
me, I'm anti-violence personally, but...
Only when you... I mean, except... That's okay.
Yeah, I punch walls. They don't have feelings.
People. Right?
Okay, I'll get you some sound effect here so that you can kind of get in the zone more, because I think that might help.
Yeah, even like wrestling intro music or something.
Oh, I was just going to do, like, sort of the crowd.
Either way.
Yeah, we'll go with the crowd here. Just let me give it coming through here.
Muted.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wow. Should have drunk.
And I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Wrestler taking a big sip of tea before. Oh.
When I feel this delicious apple cinnamon tea touch the innards of my throat, I can taste the dusty bag it came from, and I can almost taste the smell of cheese.
Oh my god.
Of cheddar cheese. Some might call me Chad. That's not my full name. It is Cheddar. Cheddar the dusty cheese, the ruler of them all, the rotten bag of tea bags down my throat and your throat soon. I shall make you taste the dusty Chad Cheddar, ruling ruler of the cheese down your throat. I don't fucking know.
Wow. That was beautiful.
And so humble, because he had all the pieces were there, Rod. And that was amazing. I feel like I'm about to get suplexed.
Yeah.
Let's play Wordle.
I love that you made it about the teabag and how bad
he's a bit of an upper class sort of like
socialite
drinker.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good character.
Chad Chatter.
Did you ever go in for wrestling, Rob? Were you ever a wrestling fan? Did you ever watch it?
No, it's too theatrical.
Yeah. I fell out of I liked it as a young man, and then I fell out of love with it once my piano teacher broke kayfabe and told me that it was all fake. And then many years later, came back into love with it when a stage manager from a show that I was directing, when I did the Pillow Man at the Black Hole, my stage manager Jackie the Jet Lee, was performing in a wrestling show, and he asked me to come see it, and I did, and I was like, oh, this is theater. It's improv. Yeah, yeah. It's theater. Yeah. It's dance. It's I was like, holy shit. And I'd never put those two things together because I'd had like this young appreciation for it and stuff. So anyway, that's my
It's pretty good.
T-Bone. Rod's got some nouns for you and an adjective. What do you got for Thomas?
I'm ready.
The nouns are pen, paper.
Great.
And the adjective is crispy.
Crispy
pen and paper.
Yes. Okay. And Thomas, did you want the crowd to come back?
Yeah. Let's.
Oh, you should. You should. It's really good.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Let me just get rid of this ad, and we'll get that going. We'll go like this here. I'll get you your crowd back, and it always takes a second here. We're not a very technically tight show. There we go.
People of the crowd. You know me and you know me well, but tonight I'm using a pen because this victory is gonna be permanent. That's right. I'm tearing my opponent in two like a piece of paper. I'm gonna fold him up and make him into one of those fortune tellers. And no matter which numbers you pick or how you fold him, it's gonna spell victory for me. I'm lighting the ring on fire. That rope's gonna be crisped up with these performances. And you best believe that if you took a taste, you would taste sweet, sweet glory, for that's what I'm bringing to the ring tonight. And you may know my opponent has glory, that he's sharp, that he's got a sword, but the pen is mightier, my friends. The pen is mightier.
Well done.
Very good. Well very done. Good.
Thank you.
I felt the
That was impressive. Presence. You navigated that. I love the fortune teller thing. Beautiful. Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Permanence. Yeah, that's good.
Beautiful use. I have no notes.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
10-10.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then when we're back, we're going to do another segment.
All right. Hear from another podcast right now.
What's up, everybody? My name is Chance Nichols, and I am the host of We Didn't Peak. It's a podcast where I interview people who don't suck. I mean, they're people who are chasing their dreams, and we talk about their lives, where they've been, where they're going. And look, you don't have to be chasing your dreams to not suck. I know plenty of cool people who hate their lives, all right? Boy, this is less an advertisement, more an insult. Okay, well, listen to us wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Instagram at We Didn't Peak.
And we are back. Now, normally in the show, this is when we ask our guest if they have a segment for us. But in a weird turn of events, we have a segment for you, which is not really a turn of events. I guess that's what happens every other part of the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, last episode.
A totally crazy twist. We're doing what we normally do again.
last episode, we had had on good friend Jesse Bergen as a guest of the show. And Jesse had sort of decided that his episode segment would be us concocting the next segment for not your episode. He didn't know that you were going to be on the show, but whatever the next guest who was on the show was. So the segment was not, I wouldn't say it was boutiquely designed for you, although it may call to a part of you. And I think what we might do is get you to help write a song with us. And then we're going to try to, how did Jesse phrase it?
So this is called play it forward, where we've sort of created a segment for the next guest that they will have to do. Yes. Essentially, Rod, this is going to be you creating an R&B interpretation of your life story live. So what's going to happen is we're going to play an instrumental, and you don't need to sing, but you're just going to share some sort of soulful reflections on your own life, images, memories that come to mind. But the one thing, we don't know that much about your life, we're going to find out, but Kevin and I and Jesse, we pre-wrote the chorus. So after you share a little bit, we'll come in
maybe
with the chorus.
Maybe give us one or two, like two or three facts about your life sort of said over this beat. And then Thomas and I will kind of come in with the chorus.
We'll sort of share our chorus, and then we'll go back to you.
And then we'll maybe come in with the chorus again.
The song of Rod.
Does that sound good to you, Rod?
It sounds insane. Let's do it.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to play it forward. I'm going to play this beat, and you can just sort of tell the listeners over this song kind of some things about Rod. You
know? The tale of you.
And there will also be like a nice mood here. There's going to be a little producer tag before the beat drops. Don't let that alarm you. I can't edit that out. Plus,
maybe turn it down just a little bit.
It's a little hot. It's a little hot. Okay, I'll turn it down a bit. That bit better? A little less. Yeah. In the way. Okay. And the beat. Here we go. 30 hertz straight up. Oh, yeah.
I think I need some tea for this first. A little apple cinnamon tea.
Yeah. This is the apple cinnamon tea vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's a nice memory? Mm-hmm. Sitting on my grandma's porch and feeling the heat of the sun that was heating up the tiles all day long, and I'm just sitting there feeling the heat in my thighs. I'm a young boy, but now she's dead and they're gonna tear the house down. So there you go, that's life.
I pooped my pants in grade four.
I pooped my pants in grade four. I am Rodrigo.
You can't say his last name. And back to you, Rod.
I arrived in Winnipeg in 2001. This is before Google. Didn't know it snowed.
Oh.
And then it did snow. And the snow stayed for a long time. There was regret and introspection in my soul. And then I thought, well, fuck it, I'll stay here. And then I stayed and went away and came back twice more. I haven't learned.
He also pooped his pants in fifth grade.
That's right. Thought he graduated, thought he could get away.
But he pooped his pants a second time.
Oh my God, what is that? I'm in grade five, I just shat. Straight up.
One more verse here, Rob.
And then I had the brilliant idea of joining the theater. As if staying in Winnipeg wasn't dumb enough. I did that on top of a life here. But no regrets. I'm too old for that. 41 next month. I've got a couple of kids. It's all downhill from now. So might as well for the ride.
Pooped his pants every year since. Once a year on the day.
On a pants. Every year, March 18th, Roddy's gone. Shit is britches. Every year, March
18th,
Roddy's gone.
Shit is britches.
Thank you so much for
letting
us.
That's good. I dig it. I think there's a potential.
Yeah. Did you by chance happen to poop your pants in grade four?
Grade four. How old are you in grade four?
Nine.
No, not then. I remember pooping my pants once, but younger than that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, we were close. You know, we were close.
Yeah. You were very close. You were very close. Yeah. Yeah. So Rod, we took some artistic liberties. And it's okay.
You really pulled one over on us because your first memory was so kind of touching and sad, and we knew that we had to do the agreed upon chorus. So it was a terrifying moment.
Yeah, it was really, really scary for you to talk about your lost relative and then have us boldly jump in to talk, implying that you may have shat yourself. Rod, I Thomas, did you say that there was something that you wanted to bring out during this, or should we talk? I thought it would be a good idea to talk about movies a little bit more, but
Rod posted a quote online, and I just wanted to sort of read it because it felt a bit personal.
Personal?
Which quote?
So Umberto Eco. Social media gives legions of idiots the right to speak when they once only spoke at a bar after a glass of wine without harming the community, but now they have the same right to speak as a Nobel Prize winner. It's the invasion of the idiots. And that felt personal to me. That felt like a description of the podcast, the invasion of the idiots.
You know,
we do have a platform, Rod. And, I've been silenced for too long.
If you're not taking what Umberto Eco is saying as a personal attack on you, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you doing if this literary giant, you know, is not talking about your podcast, then
how about Umberto let go of the issues he has with us? You know, how about he step off, as it were?
Yeah, fuck off, Umberto.
Yeah,
I mean, what does he know, right?
Listen, as a member of a legion of idiocy, as a member the chattering hogs, as we like to be known as, you know, we come out here every week to give the people something they don't want, they don't need, they don't ever want to have been made. Resources were used in the creation of this show. Every week this happens. And people are sad about it. But you know what? If we don't do it, who the fuck is going to do it?
That's right. You know how the podcast industry is hanging by a thread.
Exactly.
There aren't many left.
There are not enough of these. And it's so important that we create
nearly white male hosts.
Yeah, white presenting, certainly.
Yeah, definitely at least convincing people that I'm probably white. You know, and that's important to make sure that's the Trinidadian national anthem for you all. I'm also wearing, this was my dad's shirt, and I'm wearing it. And fun fact about this shirt, it's like a Hawaiian shirt. It was like the first one of its kind that I had, and I really liked it. But I noticed, it says there's like a stitching here that says Trinidad, which is where my dad is from. And there's one on the bottom here that I can't quite get into the camera that says Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago countries that are identified together. I realized that if you flip it over on the inside of the shirt, you can see properly printed is the phrase Havana. Somebody took this Cuban shirt and stitched over it with Trinidad and Tobago like patches to make it look like it was relevant to Trinidad.
That's awesome.
Some colonialism all reversed.
Yeah.
This fighting is really back. Interesting. And you call it a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. So, yeah. I know. It's so many different territories represented.
Yeah.
What are we? Who are we? Right. Wow. I mean, but that's why we have podcasts, and that's why we
bottom of these important questions.
It's all on these platforms because that's where we make democracy really unfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Rod, have you seen what was the last movie that you saw that moved you?
Is this a segment, or you just want to talk more about movies?
We don't have. I mean, we could fucking do a segment. I don't know. You want to do a segment? We'll do a segment.
No, it's fine. We already talked about the Oscars. I don't know. I'm just wondering where you're going with this.
I know Rod wanted to piss off your dad. Your dad listens to the show. All right. I know this. I know that Rod and your dad don't get along.
Who doesn't want to piss off? I get along with George fine. I just love sometimes doing hot takes at him so he has like a digital heart attack.
I want to sort of sow discord. I want to sort of create
This is outrageous.
outrageous?
This
what do you
is
mean?
Uncalled.
It's no more outrageous than a Hawaiian shirt from
we
Cuba
just
told, yeah. with Trinidad
yeah.
Tobago.
We just sang a song and made. We talked about yeah. Rod's dead grandmother and then him pooping.
It's
That's
like
not...
I'm wearing a shirt that has stitched into it friendship, and then I look on the inside and it's written betrayal.
Betrayal?
That's what it feels like right now.
You think
those go together, though?
Yeah, they yeah. do. You can only be betrayed.
But
if
what's
you
have your a... hot take? What do you think? What? Who's
my hot take?
What? Huh?
What's happening?
I'm listening. What do you think, Joanna Hogg should have done? Souvenir Part 3, huh? What's going on? What's where's your?
We still
little...
haven't solved who won the Oscar for Barbie.
Billie and... Eilish.
It's the song What Was I Made For that won the award. Thomas is convinced Billie Eilish because the name Billie is generally masculine.
He's very confused.
Yeah.
No.
He just doesn't yeah. Thomas is sort of stuck in the year 2003.
Sorry. That's just what I believe. Am I allowed yeah. to have my own beliefs or is not, that illegal now?
No, it's not illegal. It's just wrong. You just can be inaccurate. You can be
sorry.
Don't apologize.
Maybe I'll put it in words you Canadians will understand. Sorry.
You're a Canadian as well.
Oh, how Canadian.
That's what did you what is that? And surprised
how,
you.
And how
that.
The tables have turned.
They haven't. You're turning them.
So what fucking movies do you like? Yeah, what do you like? Beetlejuice or some shit? What is
Beetlejuice?
This?
Beetlejuice? What?
E?
Beetlejuice? You like that?
Let's
guy?
Talk about, well, you know, I don't know. I on the movies, I think we have not enough classification for the movies we love or hate. You know,
okay.
No different kind of like, you know, levels, you know, because yeah.
right.
there are bad movies that are objectively
right.
bad, but
right.
you love them.
Yeah.
And there are really good movies. You know, they're really good, but you don't like them.
Yeah.
There's really good movies you do like and really bad movies you don't like. And
right.
there's a bunch of stuff in between
yeah.
those things, you know?
Yeah. Like the technical subjectivity and the, mm-hmm. like the artistic and whether or not it's
the willingness to like stand by something that is a stinker, but then you go like, it speaks to me on some level or
yeah.
something that is really good, but you just, you find it.
Yeah.
You find it.
I think you can't deny your own emotional experience when you're watching.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, this kind of sucks, and then it made me cry. So
yeah.
points to what's the movie?
Jesus
Barbie.
Christ.
Barbie.
Yeah, sure. There we go. So Rod, is there like a movie that you sort of hold up as like the one that you think most people consider maybe not great, but you it means something special to you?
No, you know what, maybe pre-internet I would say
yeah,
that but
me,
now you can always find
there's
the whole five that will
yeah,
go like oh yeah you were right about it and go like nah I prefer
yeah.
when I was alone on this
right
have you had
right.
an argument a film related argument lately that you'd like to resolve on the podcast because that feels like where Kevin's going about this.
Resolving things on podcast yeah that sounds like a healthy way to
air it out publicly
and then
yeah.
And conduct discourse. No, not really. I love disagreements and stuff like that, as long as we all okay
yeah.
with disagreement.
Right.
Bury
the
know.
Hatchet foot, as it were.
That's right. Well, you know, Anatomy of a Fall, to give your dad a heart attack,
uh-oh.
Is a brilliant film. It might be a perfect film. And I think she is probably the finest working actor nowadays. And
I mean, she had an incredible year in like three different languages.
Isn't that amazing? She's amazing. She's amazing. A perfect film. And,
I have yet to see it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
But then I was like, why are you so French? So French.
Yeah.
And, you
this
know,
kind
and
of,
then,
like
kind
the
of
movie
like,
or the actor?
Everything.
This
it was
kind
a
of
French.
Like ethnic prejudice there. sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes I watch a movie, I'm like, this is
like,
good.
You know what? But it's very French.
Yeah. This right. like, I feel. You know? Look, I think our podcast can take a stand against the French. A lot of our audience is Canadian.
Yeah,
but French Canadian like Denis Villeneuve.
I love Denis Villeneuve.
Unfortunately, a French.
Your
Canadian.
Dad hates him. Your dad
yeah.
hates him, and
yeah.
I stand by him. I think I've loved everything he's done.
I
no,
like
I'm
Arrival.
I'm fucking. I'm being stupid about the French. Of course, France is great. Yada 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 yada.
But I think like yeah. also though, Denis as it were. I think he's sort of needs to switch it up a little. I'm tired of the sci-fi.
Like do a fringe one-man show or something?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Winnipeg Fringe. The Zoom story. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Three on a bench. But
for instance, you like the goofy Batman stuff.
I do.
You know, but the Nolan stuff is too much for you.
I agree with it. Well, for me,
I like the first Nolan movie quite a bit. I like Batman Begins is pretty quite a lot.
I like the spirit of playfulness and comedy in those early Batman ones. And for me, the seriousness and the pervasiveness of the superhero stuff is kind of like exhausting. And it's all a kind of humor that's very snark based, whereas the early Batmans have like this almost childlike, like no one is in on the joke, saying the most outrageous things imaginable. And it's great. Yeah. It's a unique experience.
I do think that like having a character come to life like the Joker and have him be so seriously unfunny is I get that they were going for something specific, but I think it is a missed opportunity. And I also think I would like to see Christopher Nolan engage in brevity as a director and just try it. I just want to know what it looks like, because I feel like he's only ever interested in like intensity. Like it's just like constantly, his movies have no break points. They're just like driving machines.
They're very like procedural. They're overwhelmed by detail. Like that's what he's the most interested in, I think. And that's not necessarily my passion, but I guess I can appreciate people that like to, you know, read a list of facts instead of seeing a movie.
That's literally what we did last episode.
I know, it was rough for me.
A list of facts. Yeah. I don't know. Movies are, but they're back, right? We're so
movies
back.
Movies are back, yeah.
They are back. Nice. Yeah. They are back.
I really enjoyed Dune 2. I really Dune did. 2.
You saw it, right, T? You
Dune, I did
you,
see
you,
it.
You double Duned it in. You recently watched Dune 1.
I had a night with the popcorn bucket.
I was
going to
say, you got excited about the popcorn bucket.
You did, I mean, you got the whole thing.
Look, there's not a man on this earth that would say no to a night with that bucket.
Fair enough, but weird.
Dong Jabbar. And I will say, more like Poon 2.
Really good.
My feeling going into Dune was this nice white young man is going to save these people.
Sure.
He is the leader they've been waiting for. And I was a little hurt that the film suggested that not all white leaders of like a indigenous group are to be trusted necessarily. That was really a lot for me to accept,
right? Because you consider yourself sort of a white leader. I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
You don't want people to kind of
he is
messianic.
He is the son of Oscar Isaac, so he is half fellow Latino, you know.
Okay.
There you go. Timothy Chalamet is supposed to apparently
stand
has
a,
streak
we
stand of...
a white passing king. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. There's nuance there.
Yeah.
Is racial politics a part of the Dune story?
Yes,
I don't know anything about the Dune
very
story.
Very much so.
Yeah,
I think it's a planet called Arrakis, and it's a
sandy planet called Iraq.
Where he convinces everyone
that he's God, basically.
But then you have Christopher Walken play Shaddan Hussein, whatever the name is.
Right.
That was a bold move by.
It was a weird one. What did you think of that Walken performance? Because that just struck me as like a distracting choice.
Because he did that in Blade Runner 2049 with Jared Leto, who nearly just took you out of the movie. It's like, what is this? I thought it was weird, but thankfully he didn't speak much, and he spoke very slowly, so he wasn't sounding like, hello.
Right.
I wanted to see a few more non-celebs in the movie, because every time someone showed up, it was like, oh, it's them. Like, it was just like everyone was so famous.
Right.
There's that too. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
And is do you guys, where do you all stand on the fuckability of Austin Butler in the movie?
People are saying no.
People are saying he's kind of hot, even though he looks very alien.
He's hairless. He's in monochrome. And I want to give him mono dome.
Yeah,
because
okay.
I will.
You want to singularly give him head? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
I'll get so close to the shaft. Force field turns red. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know what that means, but that sounds.
Everyone
awful.
Has a little shield, and it shows threat when it's red, and it's safe when it's blue. So I'm gonna. Okay. Anyway,
you're gonna threaten his.
Who is saying he's hot? Oh, that is a hot take.
I've heard
the internet?
I think it's one of these things where it's like everybody knows Austin Butler's a hot guy, but then he does all this stuff and they just still want to fuck him. But it's like, if I looked like that, nobody would try to fuck me. Like, you know,
what I'm a little pissed about is he said that he got so in character for Elvis that he still talks that way. And if that were true in Dune, the Harkonnen nephew should have been like, ain't nothing but a hound dog. Every time
he
was playing
singing?
Paul, that would have been great.
You think he should have been singing the whole time?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I like Austin Butler. I think he's got an interesting vibe. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't get through Elvis. It was very loud.
Mm-hmm. It is a loud movie. My mother, who loves this show, will hate any. If I was to criticize that movie on this show, she would break her heart. And she always leaves positive comments. She always gives us good reviews. She'll go back to rating us one star by accident if I tell her that I didn't like Elvis. So I couldn't possibly. But I will say that I don't always go in for the Baz Luhrmann of it all. He's sort of a very bombastic director that I feel like pretty much exclusively takes stories that I think are interesting and puts them through like a specific filter that makes them not interesting to me.
I know.
But yeah.
Very loud. I like his RNG, but everything else is
His RNG is a lot of fun. I've got some like RNG. This is like a very like Baz Luhrmann style like Miami Vice RNG.
RNG, translation please. What are you talking about?
Romulus
trying to follow
and
the conversation?
Jasper.
Yeah.
Romulus and Jasper.
Yeah.
It's sort of a spin-off from Succession where Kieran Culkin's character gets into a relationship with a man named Jasper.
Wow.
And
it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a good
show. I would
see
that.
It honestly sounds pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a Succession spin-off.
Very good. Speaking of Shakespeare, didn't you guys at some point together ever play with the idea of a hip hop Othello?
We did a rap Shakespeare. What did we do? We did a Shakespeare rap, right?
We did Shakespeare in the Ruins. There was an event. It was Shakespearean insult rap.
Oh, it was like Bard on the beat.
We're gonna end the podcast by performing that.
Okay, we are. What are you gonna? I don't know why. Do you have a line?
I have the lyrics.
Oh, great.
So Kevin,
I bet you I remember it.
Beat. You remember it?
No, I said I think I could remember it if you give me the instrument, like if you give me the lyrics.
Well,
you want me to find
remember,
the beat?
You'll remember. Obviously, you'll remember it if you're reading it.
Jesus,
you're always trying to trick me. It's like I'm
okay.
Friend,
I found the lyrics, but okay.
Okay, can you share those with me in the private chat, and then we'll do a Shakespeare-inspired beat. And Rod, while we're looking this up,
it didn't do the formatting. Go ahead, T.
While we're looking this up, can you let us know if there's anything you would like to plug?
Look at that. Look at your thing. That's so good. You know, I hope people come to see the Year of Magical Thinking at Berry Exchange in April. Monique Marker is a great performer, and it's a beautiful American piece by Joan Didion, one of the great Americans of the 20th century and 21st century.
Come get your Joan on, folks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, talk about grief. You know, something we don't talk about.
Come get sad.
Come get your sad on. Not a bummer.
Shakespeare type beat on YouTube here.
Yeah, I got one. I got one.
Oh, you did? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, so.
Okay,
I
texted you the lyrics.
Rod, thank you for doing the show. While we're doing this, if you're impressed at all, you can rate us 5 stars on your podcast app. If you're listening at home, do that as well. You can also check out our other show, What We Do in the Basement, and D&D podcast that Kevin does and I used to do with some other funny folks. And please submit segments because we're running very low and we need to update our wheel.
Yes. Head on over to our on the description of our podcast. You can see that. Oh, Rod, do you have your phone nearby by chance?
Yes.
I mentioned this just a second ago.
Oh, I'm busy looking at lyrics. Fuck off.
But he didn't pull it out. So I think give him another round.
Yeah. Give us 5 stars if you're at home. You can be like Rod. Thomas, do you want to do like 4 and 4 or do you want to do 2 and 2?
Yeah, I'll try to do 4 and 4. It's a little hard to read the structure, but we're so damn good it won't be.
Oh, no. Look at the text I sent you because it's structured out there.
Thank you, Kevin.
And also, that's only half of it in the chat. Wow, this is so long. It's a long rap. So maybe we don't do all of this.
Yeah, let's just do
everything. Do everything.
This is insane.
Yeah. It's so long. It's so long, Rod. So we're never playing the theme song this episode.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Thanks for coming on. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You start, Kevin.
Oh, this is cool. It's going to take a second to drop, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, now we've said goodbye and now we're...
Yeah.
Over you I'll be chose. Here is my evidence. Thou art like a toad. Ugly and venomous. You frothy puke stocking... cream-faced loon, there's no more faith in thee than in a stewed prune.
For shizzle, you bull's pizzle, yeah, you stock fish. You beef-witted dewberry, you clack dish. And now for safety, to avoid more dangers, I do desire we may be better strangers.
It is fit that I commit offense to my inferiors. You boil and plague sore, that's just your exterior. Looks like it's time to go back to school. Now, away, you 3-inch fool.
I am a fool? Thou art nothing. I run the game, leave you huffing. You foot licker codpiece with pig nuts. It's over. Peace. Ye fat guts.
Nice.
Really nice. Slow beat. Sorry about that.
It was really good. Low energy, but we got there.
It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're kinda unsung heroes. And so one last time, cast me please.
As the bastard.